Hello. I'm reading from Revelation 3, verses 7 to 13. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews but are not, but lie, indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
This morning I'm going to share something from the reading which we read in Revelation chapter 3. It's not actually a Christmassy message, but it was something that was laid on my heart as I read it about 2 weeks ago, and I hope you'll see why. This actually is the last Sunday of 2020, and we'll all agree that it's been a very strange, unusual year, unprecedented for us and for our generation, but not actually unique when you consider the history of the world. Things like this have happened before, different expressions, but similar things. There's been plagues and other things that have happened. But so it's not unique for us. Sorry, it is unique for us, but not unique for the whole world. And the Lord knows that, and he's able to help us through. In the reading, the verse which really struck me as I read it a couple of weeks ago is in verse 10. Just read that one again. "Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon all the world." And what we've seen this year, and it's been almost a year since we first heard about this thing, is something that has affected everyone. It's been universal. In one, various degrees, in different countries, everyone knows about the so-called C word, COVID-19, coronavirus, etc., etc. It's something that has affected everyone. And it's almost like when the Lord was writing to the church in Philadelphia, there was a trial then as well. We don't know exactly what it was. It may have been something to do with the possible breakup of the Roman Empire or the breakup of Judea. We don't know exactly, but it was something that was affecting the entire world. And God had a message to his people, to his church. And this is what it was, is that I will keep you in the hour of trial which will come upon the whole world. Now, that's not to say that we are immune from it, because different ones have been affected in different ways. Some of us have tested positive. We're so grateful that no one has become seriously ill, as far as I'm aware, although one or two friends that I do know of, Christian friends, have died up and down the country. But he does say that I will keep you in it, and that just shows the faithfulness of God. Mark spoke earlier about and alignment. And God wants to keep us in line with him. We are to keep in line with him, but God wants us to be in line with him. He's keeping us. He's active. He's not detached from this situation at all. He's intimately involved, and he wants to keep us in line with him. And he wrote these words to a particular church, the Church of Philadelphia. Now, without going into any great knowledge of Greek, Philly means to love or to like, and Delphia means the brethren, the brothers. So he's writing to the church of the love of the brethren, or in other words, the church of brotherly love. And this is what he says to them. I will keep you in the hour of temptation, which will come upon all the world to test those who dwell upon the earth. But he prefixes it with this word at the beginning of verse 10, is because you have kept. God will keep us when we keep his word. The promise, if you like, is conditional. And when we keep his word, he will keep us. When we just stay faithful to him, we sang earlier about, O come all ye faithful. And one of the lines there which really struck me was that word of the Father now in flesh appearing. Jesus came into this world and was tempted in all manner of things, just like as we were. He became flesh, and we are now to come to him, to love him, to worship him, but also to obey him and to keep his words in these days. I'll be honest and confess with you that, you know, December has been a difficult month, especially when you see the cases that are rising, possibility of new lockdowns, most of the southeast going into tier 4, and the emergence of this new strain, you know, and you can easily think, when is this going to end? How long is this going to be? When it all started for us back in March earlier this year, you know, they talked about that sort of social distancing and so on would have to go on till June. And back in March, June seemed an awful long way away. We thought, how can this go on? But here we now are now at the end of December, and it's possible, some may argue, that we're in a worse condition than we were back then. And I know we've got the vaccine, and it's coming, and we're very grateful for that. But there is a sense in which you think, how long can this go on? And there is another sense in which we can feel the pressure of it and feel greatly tempted to despair, despondency, disappointment, and a sort of wanting to give up. And I don't know what happened to this church in Philadelphia, what the great temptation which came upon the whole world was. But God's word to them was to keep, to observe my sayings, even under the enormous pressure that they were facing. Look at the little words that he says to them. For example, in verse 8, he says, I know your works. And then he says, halfway down through verse 8, you have a little strength. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel that strength has sort of seemed, and I use the word seemed, diminished. It seemed truncated. It seems lessened and decreased. But God here was writing to a church which was not great. It was not one of these sort of mega famous, super high powered, supercharged churches. It was just possibly just a small group of believers in a city, but they were faithful. And they might have said about themselves, we're not strong. We haven't got anything super to boast about. We may not have many riches or wealth. We're not strong, but God recognized that, and he did not disqualify them on that basis. you have had a little strength. But even though you've had a little strength, you have kept my word. And what a wonderful thing that is. And have not denied my name. They've not allowed false thoughts and false teachings and false ideas to infiltrate, to take them off on a tangent, and to make them deny the name of the one who bought them with his own blood. They kept faithful. They kept true. The name of the city, as I've already said, means brotherly love. And I think they would have been faithful in their love to one another. They didn't cease loving one another, even though the pressure and the trial and the temptation would have been so great. They persevered in their love for one another. They persevered in prayer. They didn't give up. Many of us, if not all of us, I'm sure, have prayed at one point or another, Lord, bring this pandemic to an end. And at the moment, there seems no end. And these people would have prayed. But the fact that the prayers were not obviously answered at that particular point did not stop them from giving up. They kept the word of the Lord. They kept praying. They kept loving one another. They would have kept the breaking of bread. They would have been faithful in all of these things. They would have been faithful too in worship, worshipping the Father, the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we think about worship, yes, we can't meet together and sing as we once did. We have to wear masks even when we come to the Longcroft. Thankfully, we can sing in our homes. But we can't sing as we once did. But that should not stop us from faithfully keeping the word of God and worshipping him in spirit and truth with all our hearts. And even as we were singing, O Come All Ye Faithful, earlier on, my heart just felt lifted up and strengthened a little to be able to worship God, to lift up hands that may have been tempted to hang down, to strengthen feeble knees, and to lift up our heads and to look to the one who is over all and who knows all about this incredible pandemic that we've experienced for the last 9 months and will no doubt continue to experience for a few months more. I don't know when it will end. I have no prophetic word. I'd like to think that it would end in late spring. But in the meantime, we are to keep his word. And the fact is that we are not alone. The whole world has experienced this. I'm glad when Richard prayed for different parts of the world. He mentioned China and North Korea, India and Nigeria. And some of these places have experienced far, far worse than we have, as bad as it has been for us. I don't lessen it, but you think about some of the things that have gone on in northern Nigeria, where Islamists have tried to obliterate Christianity from that region. And there are other parts of the world which are the same. But whatever part of the world we're in, whether it's Nigeria or North Korea or Liverpool or the Wirral and the things that we've faced, the word is this: keep his word, observe his sayings, don't let the temptation which has come to try the entire world force you to deny his name. I'm not going to be long this morning. But there's an interesting story. I'm not going to turn to it, but you can read it perhaps later in Jeremiah chapter 35. There's an interesting story about a group of people called the Rechabites. They had a father called Jonadab. And he gave a trust to his sons that they were not to drink anything that was made of the vine for their entire lives. Now they lived at a time when Jerusalem was about to capitulate to Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army. It was devastating, destructive, and the way of life that they and all the inhabitants of Judea and Jerusalem knew was literally coming to an end. And when Jeremiah went to visit this family of the Rechabites, he offered them wine. And he said, and they said to him, we cannot take it. We will not take it because of this oath, this vow, which has been placed upon us by our father. In other words, even despite the enormous pressures that they were facing, and they had to move from one place to another, they did not stop from being faithful. They kept the word of their father. Now, what about us at the end of 2020 and moving into 2021? God has faithfully spoken throughout this year, and the temptation has come now and again, perhaps stronger at some times than others, to give up, to deny his name, to turn away, to think it's all hopeless, or to get sidetracked on some foolish idea. God wants us to be faithful. Bless him and bless everyone who has kept faithful. And as we enter 2021, let us continue to keep faithful. Because as we do, there is a wonderful promise that comes in verse 12 of Revelation 3. He who overcomes the pressures, temptations and trials that this pandemic brings, he who overcomes and does not give up, he who overcomes and remains faithful, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. What are pillars? Pillars are items of strength. They support the rest of the structure. They keep it up. They prevent it from falling down. And God is speaking to us, to his body, his church. He who overcomes and does not give up, he who overcomes and remains faithful, he will be as a pillar in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when others faint and fail and wondering what's going to happen, they will remain strong and they will be able to support, help and encourage others. I'm also so glad that Richard prayed for us, the eldership. We're human beings too. We're not some sort of super beings from another planet. We also live on this earth and have experienced tough things too. Pray for us. Pray that we would be strong and remain his pillars in his church. But for yourself too, for your families, for your friends, for your neighbours, be faithful to the Lord, so that you might be a pillar to those that you know, pillar perhaps in society, a pillar in the workplace or the school classroom or wherever you may have any kind of influence whatsoever. God wants us to overcome. He wants us to be faithful and he wants to make us pillars. When God spoke to the Rechabites, he said at the end of chapter 35 of Jeremiah, there will not lack a man of the Rechabites who will stand before me forever. That's a tremendous promise, to have men and women who will stand before God, even through the incredible trial, temptation and test that this year, and no doubt the first month or so of 2021 will bring. Be faithful. God will keep us. But let us fulfill our side of the conditions as well, that we should keep the word of his patience. We should not fold in. We should not collapse in any way, but we will be faithful to God and that he will make us a pillar in his church for the time to come. And that's the Great Commission, as was referred to earlier, will be fulfilled. May God keep us aligned. If he can keep planets aligned, how much more can he keep us aligned? Let's just pray, and then I'll hand back to Mark. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this year, as amazing and as strange as it has been. But we thank you, Lord, that you have never abdicated or abandoned us in any form whatsoever. You have kept your people, and we pray that you will continue to keep them. But Lord, keep us too. Keep us to observe your sayings, to love one another, to not give in and collapse, to be faithful in prayer, in worship, and love to you and to your church and even to the world at large. Father, thank you, Lord, that you have placed us at this time, Lord, and we have come to you and we are your people for such a time as this. Give us wisdom as we move forward and help us, Lord, to live unto you and look to you at all times, that your word and your kingdom may grow, even though the wicked one would seek to kill and destroy, to rob and to steal. Thank you, Lord, that you cannot and you will not allow him to triumph. Lord, so help us too to realize that you overcame and that in your strength, not in ours, for ours is little, but in your strength, we also shall overcome and become pillars in your church for your glory until your kingdom come. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.